Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I am your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can always be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn. My guest today is Vito Palmisano from Vito Palmisano Photography. And as you can see, and I'm going to tell you if you're listening, we are on the ledge of the sky deck at Willis Tower. And I am keeping it real today because I'm really a little bit scared of heights. So I'm doing my best to sit on this ledge and not look down and just get through this because this is a wonderful opportunity. This is very exciting. Vito, before we get into the interview with you, I just want to give a little background to Willis Tower. We're in downtown Chicago at 233 South Wacker Drive. This is a 110-story skyscraper. Construction began in 1970. There were 2,000 construction workers who took part in the project. It was completed in May of 1973. It was the Sears Tower, and it was the tallest building in the world until 1998. In 2009, it became officially known as Willis Tower. And in that same year, the ledge, which is what we are on, was introduced. We are on, and I hate to admit this, but it's a glass balcony extending 4 feet in the air from the building. We are 1,353 feet above the ground. This sky deck opened in 1974, and it attracts 1.7 million visitors annually. It is on the 103rd floor. Whew. And that's the history of where we're at. And Vito, thank you for this opportunity and this also the scary opportunity being here on the ledge, but I think I'll be okay to get through it. Vito Palmisano Photography, I know you are the son of Italian immigrants. Where are your parents from in Italy?
My parents are from Valenzano Bari. They immigrated to Chicago in 1950. They wanted a better opportunity for their family, and my family was the only one of the Palmisanos that came over. And I was born, my brother Tony was born in 52, and I was born in 1956.
In Chicago,
and I thank God for the opportunity of being here. And thank you, Frank, for the opportunity of being
here. This is wonderful.
The Frankie D Show, and this is really exciting for me. And, you know, being on the ledge is really exciting, too. Ever since I started my business back in 1984, I always liked heights. And developed a good relationship with the Willis Tower here, and they've allowed us the privilege of coming back up, frankly, and not a lot of people can have access to this, but they've given it to me. I feel very grateful. And
this is amazing. It's an amazing opportunity. I do realize one thing: I could never be your assistant, because I believe me, I'm fighting myself, and I'll give out the secret. I backed into the ledge. I'm looking straight ahead, because if I look down, I get a little like this, but this is awesome. We're going to get through it. You've been to Italy. I know that. Tell me about your experiences in Italy.
My first time in Italy, Frank, was 1973, and at the time I had just graduated. I was going to study architectural drafting with following my brother's footsteps, but I brought an Instamatic camera with me, and I had the images processed in Italy, and the processing quality was so much better than the American. And I got the pictures back and I said, wow.
Where were you at in Italy?
When I was flying over an Alitalia plane and also in Valenzano Bari, and then we toured, Venice and Rome and all that.
What did you think of Italy?
It was just amazing to meet my cousins for the first time. And I hated to leave. There was an immediate affection and attraction with the food, my relatives, the love, the warmth of my cousins. And ever since then, I've been in love with
Been to Italy since then?
I've been to Italy in 1976, 1985, and then just last year, last August, I took my son Joe, and my wife was our 25th wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And Joe had graduated high school, and I wanted him to meet all of our cousins, and it was just a
wonderful experience. That's wonderful. Okay, so now tell me how you got into photography. I know you mentioned it's something in Italy that kind of sparked this interest?
Well, that was it, Frank. I was studying architectural drafting, following my brother's footsteps. But when I started taking pictures, I realized that I wanted to do something more than sit at a desk and draw. And I love being outdoors. And ever since I bought a camera, I started shooting Kodachrome film. And I still have those shots to this day. And some of them are classic. And eventually I'm going to be publishing a book and a chronology of my history and all. But right now my focus is, as we're going to get into, life through the lens.
Absolutely, yes. Life through the lens, and, yes.
But that's all I got into it, Frank. So okay. I started photography then. I did weddings. I did portraits. I photo assisted. I worked in the darkroom laboratory. Back then it was all, as you know, film. Digital didn't come on the scene until the late 90s. And but it's truly a labor of love.
How long have you been in this industry now?
About 40 years.
40 years. And you've seen, I assume, many differences, many changes with technology, obviously.
Absolutely.
And it affected your industry.
And if it wasn't for my son, Joe, he helped me keep up with the technology because he's a millennial, or close to being a millennial, and he grasped the technology much quicker than I do.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it's, to me, it's exciting to be able to, you know, use a flying camera, a drone now, or GoPros is amazing. When I started diving back in the 2000s, I would have a big camera, a big housing. Now I can take a little camera like the GoPro and shoot underwater and come up with just some amazing imagery.
And you know what? Speaking of that, I can relate to you because even my podcast, The Moments, if it wasn't for my son, who's the same age as your son, Rocco, I wouldn't be able to do this because I don't know anything about technology. And God knows I have trouble going up a ladder. So, I mean, I really would be, I can talk, well, but that's it. These young guys have helped us out.
It's great having family involved.
Absolutely. Tell us some of the more unusual and incredible locations that you have had to get to for work to get a certain shot.
Well, this is, the Willis Tower is definitely one of them. When they opened up, I think you told me, Frank, they opened up the Ledges in 2009.
2009,
the Ledge hired me, and I had Jeff as an assistant. Jeff, who's shooting stills right now. We both shot, and they only gave us a window between 12 and 2 to shoot, which was high noon. The lighting was a little flat. And then the next year, I wanted to, start shooting. I wanted to do something a little more dramatic, so they allowed us to come up here at sunset. And we shot sunset and twilight. And I, in my work, Frank, what I love to do is shoot at magic hour. I think that's what sets my work apart from a lot of other photographers. And we capture some amazing images by being on the window washer on the side of the building, outside of the building, in a rig, strapped in. It was very exciting. And every time I get the chance to do it, it's always a thrill.
I mean, this is amazing. We are literally in the air.
Yes.
1,353 feet above the ground.
Isn't that great?
No, I'm not looking down. No, there's no way. There's no way I'm looking down. It really is amazing. I mean, this is incredible. This was an incredible idea that they had. Tell me about some of the bridges that you've been on.
Well, my first bridge, I was on top of the Verrazano Bridge.
Verrazano in Italian. I like
Verrazano
that.
Verrazano.
That connects
Staten Island and
Brooklyn, or part
of New York. I'm not sure, but I had to do a photo shoot for an insurance company that wrote the insurance policy.
How did you get up there?
Actually, all of the bridges, amazingly enough, have elevators in them. The elevators go up to about
a certain point.
Then we have to climb up portholes up into the tower.
Now, is that, okay, so porthole, is it covered?
It's real tiny. You can only stick your body through it.
Really?
And we had to hoist our camera bags up through the portholes on a rope and kind of fish them through.
And how many stories would that be extra?
We locked about six stories. Six stories up a vertical ladder to get up there. So,
wow.
But imagine if there wasn't no elevator there. So
true. But what was that like being on the top of it?
It was, it was actually, we went up on an overcast day, but I knew about Magic Hour and the shots, I think, won an Addy Award back in 1984. But I shot at Magic Hour, and it transformed the overcast kind of gray day, and it turned it into a nice cobalt blue with the traffic of the bridge going on.
Is this Magic Hour your invention?
No, no, not at all.
You could have lied to me. What would I know?
No, that sounded cool. I have many mentors in the business. I still have mentors in the business. I feel privileged to be in the ballpark with a lot of really great professionals. And still lucky at my age of 63 to be able to photograph and to get up in heights and go scuba diving. And scuba diving is another thing that I want to really get into now, as I'll become a Florida resident.
So you go high and you go low.
Well, just like
under the water and up on the bridges.
Wherever it takes.
That's incredible. I mean, it really has taken you to places that nobody could even imagine to be at.
Well, as I mentioned, Frank, I always wanted to be a National Geographic staffer, but when I took a class with Dick Durance II, he showed me some. You know, he made me aware of some of the downfalls of being away from your family for 6 months at a time, and I knew that I didn't want to do that. I didn't have a family at the time I took his class, but I knew that I didn't want to do that. So I pursued his footsteps, and I took up commercial photography, corporate communications. I did a lot of aerial real estate. I did some point-of-purchase ads and worked with a lot of major advertising agencies, and happy to do it. Happy to do it for in the last 40 years.
Well, it fits you.
I love it.
You know, it's you. And I could tell you love it and you have a passion. And whenever you do anything in this world that you love and have a passion for, it comes out better.
Yeah, I feel privileged to be doing it. And thank God that I've kept my health and my wonderful wife and my son, who have been real supportive of the business, and my wife when I travel. Was real supportive.
Sure, because that makes it difficult family life.
Absolutely.
You know, even if dad's away for 3 days, that's not easy.
Absolutely. So I'm blessed in many ways, and I thank the Lord every day. And again, and the thrill for me, the passion of making images, I don't think will ever end. So.
No, I don't think it will.
Yeah.
Which leads us to your big upcoming project. Oh, God, I got a glimpse of the ground. Okay. All right. Lose that image. Okay, your big upcoming project, Life Through the Lens. I want you to tell me about how this came into play. What is Life Through the Lens? What you're hoping to achieve with it?
Well, Life Through the Lens, the concept came from our assistant baseball coach when Rocco and Joe played on the same baseball team, Bill Hardy. Bill Hardy, I assisted coaching him, he looked at my portfolio on my website and said, hey, you should have a reality TV show with some of the places you've been to. And at first I scoffed it off, and then he put together a little 30-second demo, and I was really intrigued. And that's where it all started.
This was maybe 10 years ago?
Or? Yeah, 2010.
Okay, so about 9 years ago.
2010. And right now, as we have progressed in the business and developed it, right now we're getting very serious, and I'm signing on with a big group of partners that I can't say right now. But what's really great, Frank, is that
tell your friends on the ledge, huh?
No, I can't tell.
Wow.
No,
secrets.
Not yet. We're gonna,
I don't even think there'll be no secrets.
We're going to probably sign the deal probably next week with, and what's great is I have a bunch of really great people that are working in synergy with me, so I'm not alone. I'm a one-man band.
Okay, no, so this is, Life Through the Lens is going to be a reality show about
photography, and it's going to be about empowering the average iPhone user, GoPro, professional photographer, of how to make better pictures, and especially now with the smartphones. There's 1.5 trillion pictures taken each year with smartphones, and the technologies are getting better and better. Now the new iPhone Pro Max, which I love, there are ways to take those pictures, send them to your computer, and enhance them so they're professional looking. And we're going to show people how to do that. And we also want to encourage people to create and send those photographs into the show. It's not about just me and my photography. We're also going to visit other professional photographers, whether they're shooting the Aurora Borealis in Alaska or fashion photographers in Milan. We're going to go visit.
So you're going to go all over the world.
We're going to travel.
And you're going to be on the show. You're going to be one of the hosts.
Well, that's our hope.
What do you mean, our hope?
That's our hope. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, we're...
You were born for this position.
Well, I think so, Frank, but like I said, I right now, after shooting for 40 years, I still want to shoot, but I want to do something a little different, and I want to give back to everybody. somebody that gave to me, and I think I could contribute. For those that are willing to listen and want to make better pictures, and who doesn't want to make better photos?
Everyone does.
Everybody's taking pictures with their smartphone. So what we want to do is empower people to take better pictures, send them in, and I love looking at other photographs.
Well, when you think about it, though, years ago, not everybody had a camera, correct?
Right.
However, today, everyone has a cell phone. I mean everyone. So everyone has the capability to take pictures, and they do.
Absolutely.
And so this touches every single human being, basically.
Absolutely, Frank. And our hopes is that, like I said, for the people who want to learn, want to listen, we're going to talk about GoPros. We're going to talk about smartphones. We're going to talk about drones. I started flying drones in 2014 with my associate, Jeff. We're both pros at it.
You showed me a demo, I guess it's called, like about 2-minute demo of this Life Through the Lens.
Yes.
It looks outstanding. It's wonderful. I mean, I totally see success coming out of this. And I wanted to mention that with the drones, we did a podcast. You came along. You were very nice to come. You filmed it at the Basilica of Our Lady of Sorrows in Chicago on Jackson Boulevard. And the pictures you got of that church, inside and outside, were unbelievable.
Thank you. I think with the drone, I've always loved heights and flying. Now, with the capabilities with the drone and technology of being able to fly outdoors as well as indoors, I mean, the sky is the limit.
Oh, I know about the sky.
Yeah.
Tell me. what's a timeline with Life Through the Lens, and where would we be possibly be able to see it?
Well, I'm working now with a group that we may sign with, that an ad agency that is going to expand our social media awareness. What we need to do is get a big number of followers. And once some of the documents are complete and signed, I have a nucleus of a team that is going to, again, go for the social media and expand our base of followers. Because when we go looking for investors, they're going to want to know how many eyeballs we got on this thing. And that's very, very important. So, Frank, the beauty of it is it's not just me. I'm more of the talent. I've got an executive producer. I've got an exciting co-host and producer. And one of the concepts we've talked about is my co-host is a professional model and actress. And we're even thinking about inviting wannabe models and actresses to the show to do a photo shoot with either myself, or we might visit other fashion photographers if they send in their pictures and they're chosen. So the concepts behind it are almost beyond me. I'm a talent, but like I said, I'm an executive producer. His name is Joe Collini, who's worked in the ad agency for 20 years, and he is the mastermind on this, and I can't let off too much more, but the beauty of it is, Frank, it's not just me working on it. I got a group team and synergy.
Always need a group. A good team behind you.
Can't do it all by myself, Frank. And again, my job is to keep taking pretty pictures, getting me online, but I have to have a team now develop my social media presence and, get eyeballs on this thing. And that's from being in the analog age, as you know.
Yes.
Your son and my son know more about that.
Oh, without a doubt.
Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Instagram, and Facebook. And, I mean, there's so many of them now that it makes my head spin. And I don't want to be able to focus on it. What I want to be able to focus on is the latest in technology.
And the actual contents of your show.
Contents of the show and actually making good images. Good images, whether it's video or whether it's still.
Okay, give us, info, all of this. How do we follow you, may perhaps get in touch with you, look for upcoming things that you will do?
Because
nowadays we have 10,000 pieces of info. So
once we have some business documents completed and signed, you're going to be one of the first to know. Because I know your show is popular among people, and we're going to put it on social media.
But in general now, you have a Vito Palmisano Photography web page.
I have a website, sure, of my professional business, yes. But there's also a Life Through the Lens website as well, Life Through the Lens Facebook.
There's a Facebook page Instagram. Now for Life Through the Lens.
Yeah, there is. An existing Facebook page is called LifeThroughTheLens.tv or Life Through the Lens TV. There's a couple other Life Through the Lenses. And Lens is spelled LENS and through is THRU. Excuse me one second, Frank. Joe, can you run that video real quick on that? I want to get some footage of this. Frank. So yeah, again, it's lifethroughthelens.tv is the website. It's through is spelled T-H-R-U and lens is L-E-N-S. And it's an exciting time. I can't tell you how excited I am about it. And
well, I'm sure if you pull this off, it's like the pinnacle of the 40 years in the industry. That who would have ever thought that from taking pictures, it would come to what you have here and potentially to do?
Yeah, like I said, the credit goes to the founder of this, Bill Hardy, our baseball coach.
Yes,
both of our sons.
That's
and
great.
I will be, you know, I've been in touch with Bill, and I showed him my latest demo, and he's. Because he's so busy raising the kids and family with his work, he kind of dropped out of it. But I'm going to stay in touch with all the people who have been involved in this, and because I can't thank them enough. Like I said, I couldn't have done it on my own. And
I wish you the best of luck. We're here with you, not even for you, with you.
Terrific.
This is our struggle together to sit on this ledge, okay?
I
feel really good about it. Good things are going to happen. You got a very positive aura. You, like I said, you're passionate. You're a very proud Italian American. You get that just having a conversation with you, and I love that. And I appreciate so much this opportunity to be up here in the sky with you, doing a podcast, filming it, audio, pictures. It's just awesome.
This is a great view, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's incredible. And by the way, I did go all the way in the ledge. I know right now my feet are outside it, but it's because I have long legs. That's all. So, Vito, thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.
Joe, Jeff, Rocco, thank you. To all the listeners, to all the Italian Americans, keep going after what you want. Be passionate about what you do. And our new way to end Keeping It Real with Frankie D is the way we end our moments. And it's two simple words, and it's words to live by. Stay proud. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank.